This bloke we're about to get on, Badge, has played 219 first-grade games, 52 tries, done some remarkable stuff on the field for the Raiders, Queensland, and also Australia.
Yes.
But we caught him in the middle of ordering some Subway. Josh Papali, welcome to Sports Day. Now, Josh, don't tell us. Hold off. Badge and I are having a bit of a debate while we're waiting for you ordering your Subway. We're trying to work out what sort of sub you'd be into.
We've had a side bet here on what you'd have.
Now, Badge, what was yours?
Chicken schnitzel on multigrain, foot long. And what about you, Woody?
And mine is multigrain. I've gone multigrain as well, but I reckon you've gone the meatball melt with tons of bacon, no avo, little bit of salad.
So I went the meatball on wheat.
On wheat.
So close.
Unlucky.
Yeah.
What sort of cheese?
All of them.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
I don't know what that is. It was just the small cheese they spread on top and then...
Beautiful.
Yeah, chipotle sauce. Bit of salad.
Finely tuned athlete, Josh Papali.
Hang on, Badge. Toasted? Does that mozzarella melt through the meatballs?
Yep. Yeah, when it's toasted,
Oh, God.
You're right, we're going to talk anything about footy or anything now, Josh?
Yeah, actually, before we talk about footy and the big fight that's coming up on, I think it's Feb 12, let's relive the tackle of the century.
Williams gets the kick away. It'll be taken in the end goal, up above his head. The captain, Jamal Fogarty, back for the quick tap and go. Seven tackles up their sleeve. Fogarty, he might go the lead.
That was round 15 against the Titans last year. Jamal Fogarty still hasn't lived it down from his teammates.
Oh, I guess it was just one of those lucky effort ones. And I think the budgie smugglers come out and did some budgies on it. So pretty cool.
Very cool. You played in grand finals and won Origins and Tests, and everyone wants to talk about one tackle on a little halfback. How's your speed training going? Speed training going, Josh? Have you been working on that?
Oh, mate, it was me and Dynamis Louis' first day back after the long break. And, I've been doing boxing training instead of, catching the ball and passing. So, something a bit different this off-season. So, feeling good, though.
I know a few years ago, after the World Cup, you didn't come back in great shape. Is that fair enough to say? Are you in pretty good nick?
Yeah, so I'm sitting pretty good at the moment. a bit lighter than last year and the year previous years. And, especially probably after that World Cup, the last World Cup, I come back pretty, underdone and, wasn't my best World Cup either. And, left a sour taste in Sticky's mouth, and he wasn't happy, and I don't blame him either. And I think I've learned from that World Cup, and it's only bigger and better things for the future.
Yeah. So coming back late now, I know most clubs, in fact, I think every player in the competition has come back late because of the late finish to the year, and you in particular, or like a few others that played State of Origin after getting through to the prelim final. Does it mean you miss all that grueling, long, hard, extremely difficult training that everyone hates doing?
Yeah, so we just missed that cycle. I think me, Dynamis Louis, Jack Wyden were the last three to come back. And besides George Williams going through the quarantine down in Melbourne.
Mm.
But other than that, we had the 1K test today. A bit of running. I think the field session dragged on for about 3 hours. So, that was, obviously, not an ideal first day, but, it's good to see everyone in good shape and good to be back as well.
Gee, Ricky's got some challenging decisions to make for round one and also the trial games. He's got 2,000 games worth of experience at the Raiders. this season. Have you seen, I mean, you've only been back today, have you seen a lot more competition at training with blokes putting more in, Papa?
No, I have, mate. It's, you know, it's a bit of depth, you know, this year with, you know, the forwards as well and, you know, a lot of outside backs and young kids coming through and, you know, really performing well at training. And, you know, that's probably a good headache to have as a coach is, you know, not being able to pick your best 17 because you can sort of pick your best 30. So it's probably, you know, a good headache to have as a coach. And we're heading towards the right steps to hopefully making another grand final.
Now, have you run into Ryan James yet? I spoke to him in December, so just before Christmas, and he says, oh, I'm down in Canberra, and of course, coming from the Gold Coast. Oh, the weather's terrific. Has anyone explained to him at the club about June, July, August, September, October? Yep, Josh?
Oh, man, I think he's in for quite a shock, eh? Because it's, you know, after my first winter down here, I wanted to go back home. But, nah, look, I think he's got a nice little family with him, you know, down in Canberra, and I think he's in for quite a shock there.
Yeah. But there are some opportunities there because, you know, John Bateman has gone back home and Nick Kotrick, they're probably the most notables. He's gone to the Bulldogs. Just tell me what happens in a club like the Raiders, Josh, when someone comes, new players come along, whether they're young blokes or, as you said, Ryan James and his young family. Is there any special treatment there or special way that you can take them under their wing and try to, you know, help them adjust and get used to being in Canberra?
Yeah, I think, you know, because most of the players are from, you know, out of state as well. So, you know, it's real. The boys are real welcoming here, same as the coaching staff. So, yeah, we try and make, you know, training real enjoyable, you know, besides the conditioning side. But, you know, we have, you know, birthdays we all attend. And I think Sia's daughter had a birthday at indoor playground and, you know, I met Ryan James there for the first time and his kids and his wife and same as Caleb Aikens as well. So,
nice.
You know, a lot of dinners together with the families to try and get to know one another. And that's all you can sort of really do down here.
Yeah, well, some would agree with you. But I think there's plenty to do down here.
Yeah, $12.
Yeah, yeah.
$12 schnitty nights.
Besides golf and all that.
But Josh, what about the $12 schnitty nights at the Raiders Gungahlin? Sure, you can get all the families together for that.
Oh, beautiful.
Get the Diane sauce too. That's the best on that.
Yeah, no, I've had to skip that this off season, mate.
Now we know you're waiting to hoe into your Subway, but we do want to talk about the boxing that's coming up. Talk about people that you've just met, Ryan James. Have you actually met Ben Hennett? I don't think your career's paths crossed. Your opponent in the big fight, he finished with Origin and his representative career in 2012, and you came, you know, smashing onto the scene in 2013. Do you know him?
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever met him before. I think we played Prime Minister's 13 in PNG 2013, but I actually can't remember like anything from that camp.
Because I'm thinking this fight, because Papa could be billed as Papa Bear versus the Polar Bear.
Hey!
Yeah.
You can run with that.
Yeah, so some of the boys that he used to play with call him the Omelette, and I still don't know why. So
the Omelette, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. A few of the older boys were chucking that around, and I've sort of realised, you know, the Polar Bear stuck around for a few years, so look, he'll be ready, which is you know, which would be good, and I'm looking forward to it.
Did you have just one? I know Junior Paulo at one stage you were gonna fight, and was there someone else that pulled out?
What
happened with those bouts? I saw that something about you being good mates. Junior wasn't running scared, was he?
No, me and June's are pretty close mates. So, you know, obviously we would have went in and probably laughed the whole three rounds. But Nelson, you know, there was, I think we got paired together, but
yeah.
I don't think he ever wanted anyone else but Lusick. So I sort of, he sort of pulled out for that reason. And then, you know, a few names come up and they didn't really finish and commit to making that Feb 12, and then Ben Hannett was really the only one that said yes.
Josh, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way.
Careful
whatsoever.
What you say.
I know, I'm smart. I'm smart. I'm not that stupid. Are you taking the fight super seriously?
Yeah, I guess I am. I've trained pretty hard for it, and I don't want to go in looking stupid or hopefully after this fight I can maybe get another two or three out before my career is done. So I've taken this pretty serious, to be honest. It's I've had, I think, my second sparring session on Monday, and did 10 rounds there, and come out alive out of that gym. And I'm looking forward to getting in the ring with Benny Hanna, and obviously putting in a good show for the Townsville people.
Yeah, well, we know you've got a family history from what we believe, and you and your cousins used to fight, and Alex Leopold, and but have you actually been in the ring in a serious fight before?
No, I've never been in the ring, but I've done a lot of training with obviously my brother, my old man, and obviously my cousins and uncles and all that. But I've never, I've had my first sparring session, I think last week for the first time ever. And people just assume that because I have cousins and brothers that fight me, doesn't mean I fight. So
I watched Big Mal in a charity fight many years ago, and he says it's the most nervous he's ever been before any event. And this is a guy, played in a lot of big games, first ever Origin, captained Australia, Queensland Raiders, into grand finals, everything. He said, but this, when you're going in there on your own, it's very, very nerve-wracking. So, might be worthwhile talking to someone like Mel about what to expect, Josh.
Yeah, no. He'll probably advise me something else and probably go for the kill or something. So I might...
All right, mate.
Sounds fantastic.
We better let you get into that meatball wheat sub with the mozzarella cheese melted on top. Mate, take it easy on Ben Hennick. I think he's still going to have about another dozen kids, so don't go too hard on him. Josh Papali from the Raiders, good luck with the season 2, mate. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.